The advice and recommendations in this program are for general educational purposes and not a diagnosis. You should consult a physician or health professional directly before beginning or changing any course of health treatment. You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
Welcome back. We're in conversation with Dr. Richard Béliveau, author of Foods That Fight Cancer, Preventing Cancer Through Diet, and Cooking with Foods That Fight Cancer. He is biochemistry professor and chair in the prevention and treatment of cancer at the University of Quebec at Montreal and director of the Molecular Medicine Laboratory at Saint-Justine Hospital. He is also professor of surgery at the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Montreal. And Dr. Béliveau, when we left off, you were talking about an area with regards to the effect inflammation has on developing cancers. You cited the colon or ulcerative colitis, for example, that to colon cancer. Other diseases, esophagitis leading to esophageal cancers, and how the interplay of the body's response by causing inflammation can be affected by the foods that we eat. And I wanted to get into an area of the book in the Cooking with Foods That Fight Cancer, where you were talking about how chronic inflammation fits into the pathophysiology of diseases, but especially with respect to how North American diets have altered the balance with omega fatty acids and other phytochemicals that we take in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Inflammation is cancer cells do not invent anything. They just made the bad use of the tools that we need for our health. With a hammer, you can build a house, mm-hmm. or you can kill somebody. So the cancer cell use the bad aspect of some physiological process. Inflammation is important for healing and to get scar, to get rid of diseased tissue. But when the cancer cell uses inflammation to provoke its own growth, that's a bad issue. And presently, there's lots of clinical trials that have been done worldwide to use anti-inflammatory drug to treat cancer in combination with cytotoxic therapy. So treatment of inflammation is really at the heart of the treatment of cancer. So for cancer prevention, it's easy to understand that it is as important. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, our diet, really one of the most important shit in our diet in the last 80 years is we drastically change our ratio of the two only essential fatty acids that our body cannot produce and that we need to get from the diet, and these are omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. It's very easy to understand. Traditionally, the ratio of these two compounds that you get in the food from plant or from fish, for example, was 1:1. In this condition, our body has a higher affinity for the omega-3 than for the omega-6, and the metabolites, the product of omega-3, are two compounds called docosahexaenoic acid and eicosapentaenoic acid, DHA and EPA, to call them by their short name. Mm-hmm. And these are the two most anti-inflammatory compounds your body can produce. In a traditional diet, your body itself in an anti-inflammatory mode. About 80 years ago, we start introducing corn oil and sunflower oil in huge amount in junk food. In industrially transformed product, you will see if you eat biscuits, cakes, or pizza crust industrially made, corn oil is very cheap and sunflower oil is very cheap, and it's only omega-6. So somebody that eats junk food on a daily basis, he have a ratio in his blood of about 25:1 omega-6 to omega-3. The problem is that omega-6 are pro-inflammatory. The products, the degradation product of omega-6 are leukotrienes, and these are the most potent pro-inflammatory compounds your body can produce. So in a standard junk food pattern of eating, you're telling your body, put yourself in a pro-inflammatory condition. An inflammatory condition is a predisposition for all cancer. That's really dumb. We're doing something very stupid there. Mm-hmm. One easy way to change that is really introduce one very cheap product that you can buy at any grocery store. It's called flaxseed. Flaxseed You buy a 1 pound of flaxseed, it costs about $4. You buy a small coffee meal, it costs about $10.
Right.
You grind the coffee meal. You grind flaxseed with the coffee meal. You put that in the fridge in a small plastic bag. Every morning, 1 tablespoon of that in your cereal and yogurt brings you about 1.4 gram of alpha-linolenic acid, the omega-3 we talk about. And this reverses this ratio this bad ratio of 6 to 3 and puts it back in the right ratio. So it's very cheap, very easy to do, and that's one of the most potent health change you can do for your life. This simple thing. The other compounds that have strong anti-inflammatory properties in the food are unfortunately products that we don't consume a lot in North America. These are two spices. One is called turmeric that you already know about. Turmeric is not only the most potent anti-cancer food you can have in your diet. It's associated with one specific compound in turmeric that is called curcumin. And presently, there are 15 clinical trials worldwide by drug company and by cancer-fighting agencies. Studies done at the Sloan Kettering in New York, big cancer research center, to treat cancer patients with turmeric, to give you an example. So we're not only preventing now, we're trying to treat patients with turmeric. Because of this cytotoxic, anti-cancer, and anti-inflammatory compound. The other food that has strong anti-cancer properties is ginger. Mm-hmm. Ginger contains gingerol, and gingerols are, in fact, for those that are scientists or doctors among you listening, these are blockers of the NF-kappa-B, the transcription factor that is responsible for the production of COX-2, and COX-2 is the main target when we use anti-inflammatory drugs. So these compounds, they block the production of the most potent pro-inflammatory enzymes in your body, that is cyclooxygenase 2. So the biochemistry, the pharmacology there is very well known. The other products that have strong anti-inflammatory properties are a little bit easier to get in our diet, and you will like these. These are the berries.
Right.
Berries, we conducted the big studies on berries, and some berries have a very, very strong anti-cancer property. They just block the production of COX-2 by cancer cell. These are the gooseberries, the blackberries, the sea buckthorn berries, and one easy to get, the cranberries. Cranberries just block by 90% the production of COX-2 inside your cells. So it's a very, very potent anti-inflammatory compound you can get straight from the diet. Unfortunately, you know, we do the opposite. We don't get enough of these. So just get these berries in your cereal in the morning. They're good for you.
Now, people will say, well, can I get the same thing out of cranberry juice?
Well, the problem with juice, I don't want that we become a society of juice drinkers.
Right.
You get tired of drinking juice, and they're loaded with sugar.
Yes.
There's much more sugar in cranberry juice. But it's better, of course, to take cranberry juice than to take a soda, of course. But it's not, I mean, we should not, we should try to integrate these foods we talk about that have so important health benefit into recipes and, you know, change our way of eating instead of, you know, taking a combination of drinks that, you know, will try to make action as view of food. I think food is part of life, and we should rediscover the importance of eating well globally instead of focusing on some specific product that we would try to get in juice extract and things like that.
When we come back, I want to talk about your Nutrinome project. We talked about that last year, and I'm sure there's been more information that has been gained since you've been analyzing foods throughout the years. And I also would like to talk about some of the interesting aspects that you found in other countries, the foods that they're eating. For example, in the cookbook, there's a section on algae, and people go, oh, what do you mean algae? People are eating algae. And yet you were talking about the calciums and the nutrients in the algae itself, and that it's readily available in Canada as well, that people can incorporate into their diet. So I want to get into that and some of those other aspects of the Nutrinome project to also broaden people's awareness of what other people are eating in other areas of the world and the effect it's having on their health. When we come back, we'll be talking again with Dr. Richard Beliveau, author of Foods That Fight Cancer, Preventing Cancer Through Diet, and cooking with fight cancer. You're listening to Sunday House Call. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
Beauty tip number 3 for 5.